Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Keeping It Real with Beth and Darren.
Good morning.
Good morning. So it's Wednesday.
When's the last time we did a show?
We didn't do that one with this weekend, so I would say last week sometime, maybe last Thursday.
And then you think after Sun's big day on Saturday
we'll get back into the groove.
I'm surprised you said you were ready to do one today.
I think I know why, you had to
air some stuff prior to the big day, some stuff that's happiness today on your mind, you got all worked up and you want to let it, I think that's the reason. We had a little bit of a crisis yesterday regarding the Bar Mitzvah on Saturday, and crisis, at least for now, seems to have been averted, not without about 2 hours to 2 hours and 20 minutes of stress.
And a lot of Jewish guilt in between.
Yes, so I will let you take it away on that because I know you're dying to tell everybody.
Well, you can get involved too. So we had a situation with our DJ. And a couple of years back, the DJ that we had hired, we had asked for a specific MC because we had been to a bar mitzvah and we thought the guy was really good. And when we met with the DJ, we said, you know what, we really like this guy. I'm not going to say his name. And we want him for our daughter's bar mitzvah. And we were real excited about it. Well, our daughter's bar mitzvah came. And I see this guy. And I'm like, this doesn't look like the guy that we asked for. And it turned out that it was actually somebody else. And it turned out the guy that we wanted, his wife had given birth that day. So, of course, we couldn't, you know, say anything. And said, all right, well, it happened. Well, I then came to find out that the same thing happened to a good friend of mine who had also requested him, and he didn't show up. So I started to think, you know what, there's a pattern here, and I was a little bit nervous about going with them again, but we still went.
Any rational person would question or ask us why.
Would we even do that?
Would you even think about going back to them? We're just a blessing for punishment.
Exactly. So we went ahead and in good faith went back to the DJ and said, this is what we were unhappy with the last time. We don't want this happening again. You need to promise us that this guy is going to be there this time because we don't want to go down the same road again. And he swore up and down that this guy, he put it on the contract that that's who we wanted. And, I mean, we met with him, like, what, like 9 months ago, 6 months ago, well, a long time ago. So there was no way that this particular person wouldn't have had it on his calendar to say block out this date, and he would have known, you know, right from the beginning that he shouldn't mess up and do that. So fast forward to this week where I'm finalizing all the details. Oh, wait, no. 2 weeks ago, we dropped off all the final payments and then said again.
And our check.
And our check, and said again to the guy that we met with that we want to just confirm that we're getting the person we requested as the MC. Okay, fine. Fast forward to this week where I was sending all the final stuff to the DJ, and I, in my one of my emails, I said, can we confirm that this guy is going to be our MC? And I never got a response. And then the person asked me a question, and then I sent another email back, and I answered her question. I said, you haven't confirmed that this person is going to be the MC yet.
Beth started to know that's a pattern.
Right. So that's when I brought the hammer in. And and so he called.
And I just was relentless, saying, you need to call us back, confirm that this person will be there. Called back again, didn't hear anything. Then I started saying, you don't realize the amount of stress that you are putting on our family right now, unnecessarily so, because of your inability to communicate with us, that you are confirming that our MC will be there. Still, nothing back. Didn't get a phone call back until a little after 8 o'clock last night from the guy who was the MC, and that's when all hell broke loose.
Yeah.
I was on the phone with the guy, telling me all the reasons why it's a problem for Saturday, and Beth was just itching to grab the phone from my hand. Let me talk to him. And I finally had to let the pit bull loose.
Yeah. And did I rip into him? I pretty much, you know, as a Jewish mother, there's something that you don't have to go to school for. But you learn, and you, as you get older, you get better and better at it.
She's really perfecting it very well.
And now, I mean, we watch the Goldbergs, and like Beverly Goldberg is like the, and you know, she's like that role model of Jewish guilt too. this it was just, it was a masterclass. And I said to the guy, you know, you don't seem to understand that.
Don't you understand we have a podcast?
Right, don't you? No, I said, what you don't understand is that when you're putting together a milestone event, you try to make everything perfect. And in this situation, when it comes to the entertainment, that's a vital part of the day. And the fact that I asked for you means that it was important to me to have you there. And the fact is that he had an appointment for his full-time job that was supposedly happening on Saturday. I said, I hate to tell you this, but the people that you're meeting with on Saturday will never remember you after they leave. But if you come to our event, people are not only going to remember you, they're probably going to, like, request you again. And, then I also added in that,
Beth did a very good job of presenting her case in two forms, both in terms of guilt, the Jewish guilt, and also there was the underlying tone of threat in there as well. Beth was sort of using her status, pretty high-profile social blogger, social media, has a lot of followers, knows a lot of people in mainstream as well as in the media. I think that as much as you want to say the Jewish guilt work, I tend to think it was more that they realized that if they just go on Google, check out your name, how many things your name is written all over, I don't think they wanted bad PR.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I kind of think more. So you could say it's because of the effect of Jewish guilt. You know what? I don't really.
I think it was the 27,000 Twitter followers.
I think it was that. It was, oh my God, if we don't show up, this person is just going to go off, and who knows how much business it could cost. Maybe it wouldn't cost anything. Who knows? But I'm
you sure want to have me on your side. You don't want to be in it. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. I mean, something, at least for something that they can ultimately control. I mean, there might be some things that say, you know what, it is what it is, and there's nothing you can do about it. This crazy person and Nerishal is going to go off and do what she's got to do, but they realize that it's a fixable problem.
Right.
Just the guy who's got his other job, do it another time. That's it. And ultimately he called back and he rearranged his schedule. At least for now, we expect the guy to show up on Saturday.
Well, I mean, and you know what the thing was? I did say to him, too, that he also screwed over our friend at their son's bar mitzvah, that this isn't the first time, and he doesn't seem to realize that he thinks he's just replaceable, that it's no big deal. But you can't replace a personality.
Again, that really begs the question why we went back. Because
when I priced it out at other places, it was very expensive. You need to sit down because you keep moving and grooving and all over the room and nobody can hear you. So we went back.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. We went back because I priced it out. And when it came right down to it, on a tight budget, they had the best deal. And that's what happens. Sometimes the best deal always has fine print, you know, and that was the issue that we were up against.
All right, well, hopefully we'll see the payoff in the end.
I hope so, too. Hope it's the same
guy.
I mean, after all that, what if it's like, wait, what?
Yeah, it is a guy with that same name, but that's not the same guy.
Right.
Exactly. Wait, did we rent the U-Haul truck yet?
I did, yes.
You did? Did you find out how much it's going to cost?
I already told you.
Beth called me yesterday because we need to take centerpieces to the...
Not just centerpieces. Centerpieces, a banner, favors, a popcorn machine.
We need to take
a lot
of things.
Stuff. It's like we're
over
moving.
We need to take a lot of places over to the place that we're having the reception on Saturday. And a friend of ours is going to lend us his truck to take things over. And Beth just started having visions of catastrophe.
Yeah, I envision us driving down North Avenue and the posters just flying out of the truck and like all being strewn all over the street. All our hard work just being thrown out the window. And I just did not want that happening.
And then she said, we're just going to rent a U-Haul truck. And she said, oh, it only costs this. And I've seen these U-Haul truck scams before. They post the advertised price on the truck saying it's like $20, and before you know it, you're spending $175.
Well, the deal said $20 for 4 hours, and it's 59 cents a mile. So I factored in, even if we drove 30 miles, it's still like $50 total. It's not insane. And I just felt that for my peace of mind, I did not want to be sitting in the back of a flatbed truck making sure that my posters were not like flying out off the thing.
Okay.
It's just not something, after all this hard work, we need to deliver it right.
Nothing
and that's a commercial for U-Haul. If we wanted to, if you did all this work and you put all this work in, don't do a half-assed job on the delivery.
I don't know if U-Haul has ever thought about like tapping into the bar mitzvah market.
Well, I think at this point, I think I need to market with all the work that I've done and all the teachings I can convey. I'm like a
crazy.
What am
stuff.
I? I'm like Obi-Wan Kenobi of bar mitzvah.
Yeah,
I can work a glue gun like one of those like laser things.
You're either
right?
Obi-Wan or Yoda.
Yeah, Yoda. Exactly. I'm the Yoda of bar mitzvahs now.
You have a bar mitzvah.
I have the burnt finger to show for it from my glue gun. No,
really?
It's not bad. It just hurts. It's like, oh, that hurts. You just get
you're developing a really tough experience.
Exactly. I got tolerance. I could give Martha Stewart a run for her money. Let me tell you, is there a Jewish channel?
Beth has given me a laundry list today of stuff that I got to go take care of. Today, you know, today is officially tax day, right?
Yes.
We took care of that a few days ago. Boy, that was painful.
Yeah.
And
fan.
Today also our son finds out about his baseball tryout. So hopefully we'll hear some news that's encouraging later on. And our dog is happy again because
you've been taking her to the DP.
Yep.
To the DP. Just get a little T-shirt.
Dog park.
Just go. I love the game. With a heart. I heart the DP.
But think about how different is she lately?
Oh, she's awesome. She's so awesome.
After I take her to the dog park and come back, I mean, she's just a completely different dog. And she's exhausted. She listens. She's super affectionate. Like, that place is just the savior. I mean, I found out there are people that come from like frogs next.
Got to be careful, though, because I've been reading in the paper that canine influenza is going around. It's in the Midwest right now. I don't know if it hasn't made it to New York yet. Hopefully nobody's traveling with their dogs. But I was reading it, and there are even their parks that have, you know, bring your dogs at your own risk, canine influenza.
Really? I didn't ever even see that.
Read.
Speaking of flu.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Our daughter, man. She went to school. She was feeling fine on Monday. She goes into her first class, and there was one of her classmates accidentally sneezed on her and coughed on
her. That's
not
what the reason
was. No,
why
no, no. And then she was like really, she was upset, but, you know, understood it wasn't like it was a malicious thing. It was an accident. But then she went to another class with a girl who is not very nice. And at first she tried not to sit next to her because she could tell the girl was sick. And the girl purposely coughed on her and, like, spread germs her way.
Yeah, we're not going to mention that girl's name, but she's just disgusting.
Initials are.
No, we're not going to do that.
I'm kidding. But you know what? There are things going on that friend group does that really is kind of, it's like Mean Girls movie.
Yeah,
and
I'm not really happy with what I'm not happy with what I heard yesterday.
No, I don't understand why she finds this funny, because what they're doing is could get these, you know, if there are things going on that we're not happy about. But that's a whole other thing.
Yeah,
yes, welcome to the world of high school and 16-year-olds.
Right, we'll leave that for another time after we discuss it with her daughter.
Part of the family comes Thursday. The rest comes Friday. We got to go order some deli food or pick either AJ's or or Epstein's. Got to make
Epstein's.
A decision.
No more Ben.
Okay, no more Ben. So we're going to order some nice pastrami and whatever from Epstein's. Get that going. And, so we have the Onyx. It was funny. I spoke to your mom yesterday, and she was...
She had no idea.
She had no idea that she's supposed to come to Friday night service, even though 3 years ago, that's what we did, and that's what you do on a bar mitzvah. You come the night before, and you come the day of the party.
Especially, that's what Jews do.
Especially, exactly, but especially if you're actually the
that's
grandparent.
What Jews do.
If you're the grandparent, you just show up on that Friday.
We have lots of ceremonies. That's
right.
What we do.
We like to drag it out a little bit. We like to always have desserts everywhere we go. So, That's I have to figure out. I finally looked at the weather report, and I am like this. I saw sunshine on Saturday. I did see it. It went from rain to sunshine.
I told you, I don't ever, given the nature of the business that I'm in now, I don't ever, ever talk about weather.
Okay.
I don't talk about it anymore.
Does it get you too upset?
It just, no, it gets, yeah. And it's very superstitious about it. I just feel like it brings me play well, out as a gut. I don't want to see it.
I'm not going to show you.
I don't want to see it.
But I'm hoping. I'm hoping and praying to, you know, the heavens above and to my and our grandparents who are watching over us, that it's a beautiful sunny day like it was for our daughter's bat mitzvah. So if that's the case, that'll be really, really nice because we're having the party on a place that overlooks the water and there's a really nice outdoor location. So it'd be really nice to be able to see the space. And,
on an unrelated topic, what was that video you were watching last night?
It was funnier, guys. So Hillary Clinton announced her bid for the presidency. And it was a Funny or Die video with a woman who was answering questions from primarily a male, like, pool of reporters. And they're also,
are men allowed to vote?
Yeah, but no, and then it's like they were asking, well, what happens when she menstruates? And, you know, is there going to be a problem then? Or can she, what if she has a baby? And, like, you know, stupid questions. And she's press person was like, you are idiots. I'm not answering any more of these questions. So then a woman stands up and starts asking a really serious question, like, what about when you, under your supervision, there were drones and this whole problem, blah, 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 you know, on and on and on. And then she goes, she's like, yeah, I'm not answering these questions either, as you leave. So it'll be interesting. Do you think she's going to be able to do it this time?
I don't see
Chris Christie's like throwing his belly into the ring.
I don't see his belly.
I'm here.
I have a hard time seeing who's going to beat her.
I can't wait to see Saturday Night Live. I got to say, Chris Christie and Hillary Clinton.
Is Amy Poehler going
to
be doing
it? I don't know. But
will
honestly,
ever,
like.
Will she come back to do it? She's not on the show anymore.
No, she's not. But you know who could do it? The other one. There's another one now, this blonde, that can totally do her. But there's the Chris Christie, there was also someone at SNL who did him too. That was so funny.
Supposedly Obama's holding out on his endorsement for Hillary.
Of course he is. Of course he is. Well, here's the thing too. Like, why wouldn't Biden run? Biden just sort of like, yeah, guys.
No, Biden
can't run. He just can't run.
But yeah.
Poor guy. I mean, he's the vice president. You would think, let him run. Give him a shot. I mean, George Bush Jr. ran under, you know.
Yeah, I just don't think. I don't think Biden's very presidential, right? I mean, he just doesn't.
What about, like, Jeb Bush? Isn't he going to run?
Yeah. They got Rubio. They got Bush. They got Cruz, Rand Paul. I mean, they got a whole cast of people
that
not one of which I see anybody having any chance of taking on Hillary. And not that I like Hillary, because I don't. But I think the Republican Party is so fractured at this point that it's going to be very hard for them to put anybody up.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose, like, just Bush and Rubio are going to be fighting for the same votes. So I don't know what they're going to do. I don't think it's going to be a very interesting race. I think it's going to be over before it starts. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, well, I hope so, but it didn't happen the last time. I mean, she was out by the primary, remember? Like,
well,
last
because that was Obama, right?
Yes, it was
right.
Obama.
Yeah.
She got bounced by Obama.
The Republican Party is where the Democrat Party was many years ago, with just no identity, and that's the problem.
Well,
I'm not a Republican anymore, so I'm
good.
Okay with
well,
that.
But did you see the whole, like, screw up by de Blasio, your favorite person in the whole world? He worked for her. They made him what he is, and then he went on some, like, Meet the Press show, and they said, are you going to endorse him? And Hillary's like, well, I want to see what all the candidates come back with or whatever. And so now I think Hillary and Bill are like, listen, you are this. We made you. We can
make
you.
They really were?
Yes, he was her campaign manager for something. They gave him a ton of jobs in government. And this putz didn't endorse her right off the bat.
Well, that's what he is. He's just a putz.
He's like
an incompetent
putz. He's influenced by, like, the Working Families Party or something like that. I don't know. We're working families, and
yeah.
I'm not part of that party. I wasn't invited to that party. Were you?
No. Like a lot of other parties that we're not invited to.
Exactly.
I just,
Yeah,
we're just
exactly.
not
invited. We're not invited to a lot of parties, but when we are invited,
exactly. When we're invited, when we're invited to a party, it's usually by people who truly like us, and that usually means we usually have a very good time.
Right.
That's what's happening.
Typically we're not invited to parties where we don't like people.
Yeah. No, but there are times I'm sure that people invite other people because of an obligation, you know, and I think that's sort of been, you know, we've been weaned off that over the years, but people just don't see a need to invite us.
Right.
And we appreciate it because we really enjoy going.
Exactly. So it happens, and I'm not. You know what? I'm at this point in the game. I want the people who are going to be there are going to enjoy the
party. So we have what's our count for Sunday? Speaking of parties, we're around 170.
No, and lower than that. We have 106 adults and 159 kids.
And 165.
All right. Or no, isn't that?
What did you say?
106. Yeah, and 59.
Okay, good.
Common core math.
You're making me question.
Can you add what?
Yeah, wait a second. 10 plus 4 equals, is the same thing as 20 plus 5? What?
What? I don't know what you're saying, but yes. So, in fact, yesterday one of our friends texted us because she doesn't know if her daughter's going to be able to make it. So I took her off the guest list. And I said, if you change your mind, let me know. So, anyway, I got down to the final numbers. We have all the seating cards all set up. We have, everything. I got to just start organizing, like, either tonight where we start bringing stuff into the garage so we can get it ready to make sure we have everything. Cool. And
after that, we'll go back to getting out on the weekends and talking about our favorite restaurants and getting us to movies. And
saving for college.
And getting the barbecue uncovered, right?
Yeah, yeah. Right.
You
know what's going to happen, though. We're going to have to start looking at college.
I don't want to start thinking about that right now.
Well, it's not happening yet, but we're going to have to. I mean, I think we can make fun weekends of it. I mean, I think it'll be a nice traveling thing for us.
Hey, let's go to a place where we're going to be dropping 40 to 50K. That should be fun.
At least not 70K, because that's fun.
Yeah, no, that's no.
I was just watching WPIX had a thing about is it worth it to go to college? So, of course, there's certain careers
that it's absolutely not worth it.
Graphic design.
Not worth it?
Nope. Like in the art field, you can, because if you're that talented, people are looking for talent,
I guarantee you can find a lot more besides graphic design where.
Oh, yeah. Customer service, they said. You do not need, because you know what? A lot of times when you go for too much schooling, you're annoying and you think you're smarter than everybody. So customer service is all about being personable.
Well, you have to think about the amount of money that you're going to spend on college, what the average tuition now for a decent school, all is, what, $45,000?
Yeah. And that's on the lower side.
Okay, so let's just say it's 40. We'll just go with 45.
You need to sit down because you keep on talking.
How do you know that they can't?
Because I know it. I know it. I listen, and you're like,
fine. I'm going to say $45,000 a year. I'm going to say it costs $180,000 to put a kid college.
Yep.
Okay. What do you think the average salary is for a kid coming out of school?
Depending on the field. I mean, if you're a lawyer, you're going to start out higher. I mean, but then there's more schooling anyway. But basically, 30.
So that alone, how many years is it going to take just to make up the amount of money that you have to lay off for college? Just for that, it's going to take at least 4 to 5 years for that. That doesn't even include the amount of money that was lost during the 4 years of college itself.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're talking about really 8 years of income that was lost to go to a school that cost $180,000.
Right.
That's a big, big gap to fill. You understand what I'm saying? You're laying out $180,000, 4 years where the kid's not earning any money, right? In theory, when they're 18 years old, they could start earning money. They're not. When they finally get out of college, they're only earning between $40,000 to $50,000.
And that's careers, not
right,
all.
Right, exactly.
I mean, some are much lower than that.
Right. And then what is in that career that they're in, if they're at $40,000, where are they going to top out at? 60, 65? I don't know. Depends on what.
Well,
again,
yeah.
If you're a doctor,
a lawyer,
and stuff like that,
right.
Obviously, then the degrees are critical, and because the earning potential is so much greater. I mean, you're talking about somebody who has potential to make hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars, and therefore the education is well worth the investment. But I don't know.
No, like the field that I'm in, I mean, you can. At a certain point, you can make a lot of money, but it takes a long time. I mean, but you know what? I started out when I got, because I went for my master's too, and I started at like 25, and I went to like 35, and by the time I was like 25 or 26, I was making like 55.
Buku bucks.
Well, I mean, whatever, but that was back in the 90s. I mean, that was a long time ago, but yet the numbers are still the same. And then when I was leaving, when I left my last job, I was doing very well, but still, I still feel my own earning potential. I should be making double what I'm making, definitely. And I'm fortunate that my parents paid for all of my school, so I never had that the added burden of having loans. And I want, you know, obviously us to be able to do the same for our kids so that they start out with a clean slate. And what I hear is that there are a lot of schools that have scholarships and other things that we could look into that there may not be, you know, even though it might be $40,000 or $50,000, you might wind up getting 10,000, you know, not loans, in scholarship money. So it's just being smart about really putting your kid out there, but then also finding where there possibly is a way that you could actually get it funded and not have to pay people back, which would be a beautiful thing. So we'll see.
That would be a beautiful thing.
Right? You know, it's too bad I never sent money into UMass. I did. I sent money here and there, but $15.75. Really, not, they're not donating a wing to me.
No. They are not. Maybe another pond. Maybe another pond.
Yeah, the pond.
I know, baby.
And I also found out that the design program or the studio art program is not based in Amherst. It's based in Boston, and it's not as fun me out. So I was like, oh, she could go to my alma mater. But now, if she went to my alma mater, there wouldn't even be up there. So it wouldn't be. So, and with that, she actually, the other thing that she did this week, which was, it just blew us away. She had to audition for her AP art class and design three different things that, honestly, like, I could see it in store. Like, one of these things she called it a gratitude tree. I had a bunch of cards that I had gotten from an event, thank you cards from American Greeting for a promotion that they're doing. And she kept asking me, are you going to use these? And, like, I'd like to use these. So she went ahead.
She used them.
We went to Joanne's, and she bought these branches from
I can't stand that store, by the way.
Oh, I know. You get all.
I can't stand it.
Anyway, so she bought these branches from Joanne's and then proceeded to create something that I could totally see in papyrus, where she attached all these cards to it and said, and then did a sign and wrote, when was the last time you thanked someone? And had all these thank you cards, and so they're going to hang it on a wall, and then each kid could take a thank you card and write out, like, who they're thankful for, and then they're going to put it back and then hang it on the wall at the school. Just, like, brilliant and so cool, and I love that idea, and I also think it's a cool concept.
She should go sell it.
Well, she should sell it, because I think it's a great concept for people where you hang it on your wall, and then you have it for the holidays, and you have it for people's birthdays, and it's like one of those things that's like a concept. It's like a giving tree. It's a thank you tree.
It's a thanking tree.
It's a thank you tree. A gratitude tree, that's what she called it. And then she said the other cool thing was the body cast that she made of herself with...
That was super cool.
With packing tape and saran wrap. And then she did put a sash across it that said, we're not just all about our dresses. Right. And on the one arm had a, like, you know, was flexing a muscle. And she had the name, she had quotes from inspiring women. And the
very
other
empowering.
Arm, yeah, the other arm had... like a timeline of all of the amazing accomplishments that women have made in history. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I swear, what I love, I didn't even help her. I couldn't have helped her. I helped her one time putting packing tape on her back.
When did she become such a feminist?
Well, not only the feminist part, I was like, it was inspired. It really is like, I know she has it in her. And so when she brought it to school, they were totally blown away. So I'm hopeful that she's going to get into the class. But either way, I am so impressed with what she did, because it was just...
Yeah, awesome
it
stuff.
It was so amazing. So and I'm not just saying it as like a stage mother. It just was like,
oh,
what the heck?
It's really good. We're very honest. We'll say the things.
We'll say the things they're good at,
not so good at.
Exactly.
So
anyway, so on that note, I know we got to take our son to school. I got to hit the train. So, you know, I guess the next time, well, no, we might be able to talk tomorrow, but we'll see.
Maybe. We'll
might we'll, not. If not, next time we'll be talking,
it'll be a post-bar mitzvah wrap-up.
Exactly. So thanks for stopping by, everybody.
Stay classy.